The Republican-backed landlord-tenant bill on the calendar would ban cities from passing a variety of tenant protections if they're tougher than the states. For example, cities would be banned from passing local ordinances that limit a landlord's right to recover damages. The bill in the Senate would also ban local ordinances like one in Madison that require landlords to distribute voter registration information to tenants. A similar bill already passed the state assembly. The proposal to create a crossbow deer hunting season has been in the works a long time. In the past, it's been fought by traditional bow hunters who say crossbow hunting is easier, and an influx of crossbow hunters could infringe on how many deer they harvest. But the bill has enjoyed widespread support in the legislature this year, with sponsors saying it will help draw new hunters into the fold. The assembly already passed its own version on a unanimous vote. One bill that's conspicuously absent from tomorrow's calendar would close off 3,500 acres around a proposed northern Wisconsin mining site. GOP sponsor Tom Tiffany had said he wanted to amend the plan to secure the right of sportsmen to access that property. The Journal Sentinel reported over the weekend that Tiffany's original bill would have saved mining company GTAC from having to pay about $900,000 in property taxes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.